Hey everyone, Dax and Reed here, your daily dose of motivation and maybe a little bit of chaos. Ever wake up feeling like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Like you've made a million mistakes and just can't seem to catch your break? Yeah, we've all been there. That's why today we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion and forgiveness. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs. We stumble, we mess up, sometimes even spectacularly. But how we respond to those moments, that's where the magic happens. It's about learning to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a good friend who's going through a rough patch. So, here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to practicing self-compassion and forgiveness. 1. Let go of perfectionism. You know that voice in your head that whispers, you should be doing better? Yes, silence that thing. It's a recipe for disaster. We're all human, we make mistakes. Think about it like baking. Even the best chefs have a few burnt cookies every now and then. 2. Embrace your imperfections. Your flaws are what make you unique. They're part of the beautiful tapestry that is you. Instead of trying to hide them, celebrate them. Own them with pride. You wouldn't ask a friend to erase their quirks, right? So why do it to yourself? 3. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a meditation cure overnight. It's simply about being present in the moment. When you catch yourself spiraling into self-criticism, gently bring your attention back to your breath. Feel your feet on the ground, listen to the sounds around you. Just a few deep breaths can make a world of difference. 4. Speak kindly to yourself. Imagine you're talking to a loved one going through a tough time. What would you say? You'd offer words of comfort and encouragement, right? Do the same for yourself. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would extend to someone else who needs it. 5. Forgive yourself and others. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings, it's about releasing the anger and resentment that weighs you down. It frees you, not them. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself for making a mistake. Maybe you said something you regretted or messed up a big presentation. Remember that feeling? You know the one. That sinking feeling in your stomach, the shame creeping in, and the urge to hide under the covers. Now imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion. Instead of beating yourself up, you acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, and move on. Imagine a young musician, let's call him Sam, who's preparing for a big audition. He practices tirelessly, pouring his heart and soul into each note. But when it comes time to perform, he freezes. He forgets the melody, his hands fumble, and the audience stares in silence. He walks off stage feeling utterly defeated. Without self-compassion, Sam might wallow in self-pity, convince himself he's not good enough, and give up entirely. But with self-compassion, he acknowledges his nerves, recognizes that everyone makes mistakes, and decides to learn from the experience. He practices even harder, focuses on his breathing techniques, and visualizes success. Next time he auditions, he performs with confidence and grace, capturing the hearts of the audience. So remember, practice kindness towards yourself, celebrate your victories, learn from your setbacks, and never stop believing in your ability to grow and shine. Let's recap. Self-compassion means treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a friend going through a rough patch. It's about letting go of perfectionism, embracing our imperfections, practicing mindfulness, speaking kindly to ourselves, and forgiving both ourselves and others. It's not always easy, but it's so worth it. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts, stories, or tips on social media using the hashtag #WakeUpAndWin. And remember, keep shining bright, my friends. See you tomorrow for another dose of motivation and mayhem.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.